weekend, the Mount Cleveland volcano burped out an ash plume. Steve McNutt of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Alaska Volcano Observatory calls it a weak plume.
Satellite images showed a weak plume, possibly containing ash, in the vicinity of Cleveland volcano. And this is not completely in isolation. The remote sensing data from several different sensors has showed over the last couple of weeks an increase in the number of thermal anomalies. So that means when the satellites are flying straight overhead looking down in the volcano, they see evidence of increased heat in the summit area.
AVO had already placed Cleveland on yellow status, then dropped that back down, but now it's back on yellow, and its plumes in the central Aleutians, which tend to come out several times a year, can be a hazard to local aviation at around 10,000 feet and lower.
The effects would be fine ash in the air, a little bit of ash fall on the ground. For example, fishing boats in the vicinity might have had some ash fall on their decks. Airplanes flying locally would have noticed the sulfur smell and ash, you know, hitting the windshield and such things. Part of the reason for our advisories is to keep local aircraft away.
Sunday's plume did not reach high enough to affect trans-Pacific jet aviation.